Beloved Swa, I was in a relationship for a long time, but now it's over. Still, it doesn't feel like it's over. My head says yes, it is no more, but my heart says something else. I know I have to let go. It is the only sane thing to do, my head says. There were many good things in the relationship, but also quite a few things that were difficult for me to accept. Especially that she couldn't just love me the way I was. She wanted me to change. Sujay, you can relate to that? Almost everybody laughing and everybody feels familiar, no? So that's the good news, Satyam, you're not alone. No? It's not you that are crazy. Everybody is crazy. If I changed, I could be loved. Oh my, my. Even if I know she was right in many of the things she wanted me to change, I couldn't or wouldn't do it. I have so much resistance for changes. I just can't do it. What is this? Not being able to change, even if it is for the better. Change is letting go, but I just can't do it. It seems to me that I don't initiate changes. They just come by themselves. I can't let go, so things just go by themselves. Should I change, even if I don't want to? Or should I just let the changes come by themselves and try to accept them, even if it's painful? Love and bliss, Satyam. Special bliss, no? Should I change even if I don't want to, or should I just let the changes come by themselves and try to accept them even if it's painful? Painful for who? That is what, if you find out who is this is painful for, then you will get closer. You don't know who you are, that's why all this confusion. No? This is the thing, and it's very difficult to let go. Because, like you say, you cannot let go. Because let go is the natural state. But if you are not natural, then how can you let go? Then let go seems like an effort then. Everything else is difficult. Let go is not difficult. But because you have made yourself so extremely difficult, you can't understand that it is such an easy thing as letting go. So you can't let go. You can only do things. What is more difficult, to make a fist or to open it? What do you think? Same. No, it's not same. This is the natural state. When you walk around, or do you walk around like this? I know some people walk around like this. More and more people maybe walk around. They're ready to fight. They are tight. But that is not natural. You see, it's not the same. Hopefully, you still walk around with open hands, no? If not, try it. Please. You have to begin somewhere. And maybe that gives you a remembrance. How it is to be loose. It is the natural state. To let go is the natural state. But you have forgotten, that's why it's difficult. You have to practice that. That's why I call this weekend let go, so you start looking at yourself. You can only find out if you start looking at yourself, what have you done? In some way you have gotten tight in many different levels. And now you say you can't let go also. No, because let go, it comes out of an understanding. When you start seeing and getting a clear vision again of how things are, of how you are, of your natural self, that let go happens by itself. Otherwise, it's very frustrating. How can you let go? Maybe the ego can let go, yes. And because you know only the ego, you can start in the beginning to practice let go. First you have to make effort. The effortless comes later. If you are stuck in the mud, you can't just say, let go, I'm going to let go. Everything is fine. I'm already God, I'm already fine, I'm already enlightened. You have to look. Is this how I want to have my enlightenment? Is only mud here and cockroaches. First you have to pull yourself together and get out. Effort is needed. You have to see your own situation. Then when you are at a beautiful place, then you can relax. No, you can't relax if you are at uneasiness, if you are at tension, you can't relax. Most people, human beings are amazing because we can get used to everything. And that's how we are now. Most people, they are used to, that's this, what is natural, to be in tension. Stress. That is the new disease, stress. And it will be there more and more. How come you are putting yourself in stress? Because you have no idea how you should live. And you've been listening to other fools, they don't know how to live. And this has become what is normal. Let go should be very easy, but you can't do let go. And because you only know the mind, the ego, it's impossible. How can you do let go? How can you do love? How can you do surrender? These things happen out of in deep understanding. That's the price you have to pay for it. You have to know yourself deeper. Deeper than the mind. And when you start remembering who you are, relaxing into yourself, then that let go happens by itself. It's effortless. I was in a relationship for a long time, but now it's over. Good. Still it doesn't feel like it's over. Why? Whatever is over is over. Let it be over. Don't carry the old. But that is also the habit. There were many good things in the relationship, but also quite a few things that were difficult for me to accept, especially that she couldn't just love me the way I was. She wanted me to change. That is also totally normal. But that is not love. That is not love. So maybe you look deeper into what this love relationship really was. But to face things as they are, that needs courage. It needs clarity. How? Love means acceptance. Love is acceptance. And you can only love if you accept yourself. If you accept yourself, you will accept everybody else. You will not interfere. And if you find yourself in a relationship that is difficult, you end the relationship. But people are so full of fear, they go on. They go on in bad marriages, they go on in bad relationships, they go on in bad work, they go on in bad living conditions. They go on and on and on and on. Because at least they have that. So this is what is normal. You have to be strong to step out of it. And you have so many excuses and reasons why you should go on. Because your mama and your papa say it, because your friends say it, because your guilt says it, because this and because of your old grandmother says it. Who knows what you have? But you're not living for yourself. It seems like people are just living from what other people expect from them. And that is not the life. That is just to be a slave. A confused slave, that is. You have to have courage to look at yourself, to stand up for yourself. Then only can you find a way out of the prison. If you don't start looking, how can I get out? Then you never get out. Love is acceptance. Anything else, maybe, is just something camouflaged, but it's not love. Only if I changed, I could be loved. Oh my, my. But this is how it goes. If two beggars are together, then they won't be fulfilled because both want something and the other one don't have it, they're beggars. If somebody has it, then you can share. Then that is a different thing. That is what love is. This is sharing. Is an understanding. And on many, many different levels. And love is also trust. If the partner sees that you have more conscious, more awareness than him or her, maybe then out of the love, she or he has the courage to listen to that person who have more insight. That is also possible. So sometimes it can trigger something. I couldn't change. I have so much resistance for change. Who has resistance for change? This one has to... We want to have control, no? That's where all the tension comes from. So we have to want to have control. Why have resistance for change? Everything in the existence is changing. Why not let go? Why resist change? Everything is changing. The most important thing to learn in life is surrender, is let go. and you are resisting. Just look at it. But nobody is teaching it. They're teaching you all kinds of nonsense except that. This is the only thing that is worth learning, to get in tune, to don't be fearful, to don't have resistance to life. I just can't do it. What is this? This is called mind, this is called ego. This is the real brainwashing. And everybody is brainwashed. And everybody is afraid to get free. Everything is upside down. Only some people manage to escape, to see the situation. And the more you see it, the more easy it is. The mind is fearful, it wants control, it has resistance. But your heart, your soul, it is longing for it. And when this fight goes on, you'll always be in a dilemma. Till one day it shifts, the energy shifts from the head to the heart. Then you get a different guidance. You can't get the guidance of these things out from the mind, because it's totally unknown territory for the mind. It is beyond the mind. That's why you can't do it. So first you have to be strong, then soft comes afterwards. First you have to be dedicated to get free. Don't relax when you are in the prison. Relax when you are outside in the flower fields. Huh? It makes sense or what? If you relax in the prison, you give up then. You have to put all your effort to get out into the green fields, the flowers, the river, the butterflies. Then when you are safe and you know you managed to escape, then relax. Change is letting go. Yes, it is, but I just can't do it. No, you cannot do it. This is where surrender comes in. But to surrender, you can't do surrender. It comes out of an understanding that you can't do anything. But you see things as they are. You relax into things as they are. When this awareness starts dawning on you, things happens by itself. You're relaxing back into the source. A source that is much, 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 much stronger than the mind. Then you are saved. And saved forever. It seems to me that I don't initiate changes, they just come by themselves. Changes always come. Life is change. Summer, winter, night and day. You are a child, you are a man, you become old, you die. That you also forget. Practice let go now. What is the problem to let go? You have to let go of your whole body. You're going to leave this body. That is the biggest let go. Everybody's going to leave. Then, you can't scream then, you have to let go. You can let go happily, or you can let go fearful. Don't delay it. Then you miss the whole opportunity. And changes always comes by themselves. The only thing, you can resist them or you can understand them and go with them and enjoy them. But there is also some things when we have done, created many things unconsciously. Then you can start changing things consciously. You can change things. You can change the ultimate, but you can change many, many of the things that you have created unconscious. Yeah, so don't have any excuses. You can do a lot. All in the physical universe you can do. When you have created a good living space, a good relationships with others, with yourself, you enjoy your work, your creativity, you have cleaned up your life, your karma, then it's easy to go in, because then you have a good foundation. But normally people never get to that space. So what do they know about meditation? What do they know about the inner world? What do they know about bliss? What do they know about peace? You can't find peace if it's only messy. The outer world and the inner world have to make into balance. And ordinary, everybody expect things. Don't get into that game. And don't let anybody expect anything from you. You should stop this as soon as you get the smell out of it. Don't promise anything. Don't get caught up in that game. You are not here to fulfill anybody's expectations. You are here to fulfill your own expectations, life expectations. You are here to be true to yourself. And only when you are true to yourself can you help others. How can people, you live up to other expectations, and that's what you all are doing. That's why you're in a mess. That's why you are confused. You don't trust yourself, you trust more others. And then you try to live up to their expectations. Why can't you live up to your expectations? You must know yourself the best. What is your expectations of yourself? Live up to that, you are happy. And then everybody else should live up to their expectations. Shouldn't be any problem. What went wrong? I don't know. Just come back to yourself. Start there. Before you start sorting other people out, which you are so good at. Do this and that, then I will love you. What kind of love? You have to be authentic. And then when you know yourself, you can help other people be authentic. How can you say anything if it's not truthful? Many times I was thinking it would be a much better world if everybody is just quiet till a certain kind of consciousness has been waking up in them. They should be quiet. I know it's difficult because when you're unconscious you just want to blabber all the time and tell everybody how they should be. If everybody, it should be a divine rule. Be quiet till you start understand. Then we'll be very nice. Or ask intelligent questions. Listen to those people who you feel you can trust. Nothing here is painful. Things are only painful for your mind, for your control, for the ego, for the emotions, for anything that you attach to. And attachment is hell. Hmm? If you are true to yourself, then there won't be any problem then. That is the first. People should find out their own truth, get settled in their own center. Then you will feel from that space who you should listen to or not. You wouldn't listen to anybody. Then you wouldn't be in such a mess. But life is a school, you're learning, so hopefully you learn. Let go is easy. When the heart is influenced by the mind, or not to mention when the heart is overruled by the mind, then it's foolish. When the heart is run by the heart itself, then it's wise. Be careful who is your master of your heart. In unawareness, you get lost. In awareness, you get found. Beloved Swaha, since my very first satsang with you in May, I had the absolute certainty that my search for an alive master was definitely over. That certainty came right from my heart, which I never felt as open, warm, safe, and supporting as when I'm in your beautiful presence. Quite surprisingly, despite this realization, I somehow managed to escape from you, although not for long, as you can see. I consciously followed my mind and my ego instead of listening to what my heart was trying to tell me. But now it's crystal clear that here with you is the place I want to be. And in any case, where else would I be able to find a living master, a loving master, a laughing master, and last but definitely not least, a crazy master, all in the same body? Such an amazing combination must be unique on this earth, and I'm not going to miss it. Very good. I feel ready to jump on board your ship in trustful surrender to the captain. The drunk captain.
Hoi hoi!
Let's go into the uncharted seas. Huh? You ready? Yeah, you, wow, that's nice. It's only for the adventurous, you know. Who knows where we will reach, if we will reach. But the journey is the goal. I also dare to ask you for sannyas. Thank you, and thank you again for sharing with me your divine light, your disarming simplicity, and your hopefully contagious craziness. With love and gratitude, Rasiku. Very good, you were, took a little time, no? No, it's finished? Yeah? Very good. You're ready to join the caravanserai, huh? I know. I know the first time, like you say, you had the absolute certainty that my search for an alive master was over. That certainty came right from my heart. This kind of certainty can only come from the heart. But many times the head will get confused. Huh? And that's what happened. Because it has an old habit to guide you, the head. So, when you start getting clear messages from the heart, you might see it, you might feel it, but the mind will come back. What are you doing? That certainty came right from my heart, which I never felt as open, warm, safe and supporting as when I'm in your beautiful presence. And many times I remind you, when you are here, when you are in a place in yourself where you are clear, where you are still, where you are very alert, then do the decisions that you need to take and follow up on them, because those insights will come from a clear place in you. The thing is to follow it when you're outside, when the mind comes also, with all the judgments, all the thing, you should do this, you should do that, and no, wait till later. No. Remember the promise you gave yourself. Remember your own insight. Remember what your heart told you. Quite surprisingly, despite this realization, I somehow managed to escape from you. Although not for long, as you can see. This is the amazing thing. Despite the realization, you managed to escape. Because it's an old habit to run away from yourself. Until you see it as clearly as this, then you will be always a slave of it. No, you are freed because you have seen it. This was the last time it could play that game on you, because you saw it clear. But take notice, because many people are still in this game. They listen, they don't listen. They feel, they don't feel. They get clear, they get confused. They haven't taken that clear decision to follow their own heart. And this is exactly how it is, Rasiku. Quite surprisingly, despite this realization, I somehow managed to escape from you. It's very normal that you want to escape, because to come closer means death to the old. And when you are ready, then it's just joy in it. If you are not ready, then you will still be afraid. Then you will still try to escape. I consciously follow my mind and my ego instead of listening to what my heart was trying to tell me. Everybody has to see this very clearly. This is what I'm talking about. You have to be very aware, and you can listen and listen, but before you really see your own situation, and many times it is like that, you are saying things, and I know you mean it, and then suddenly you undermine yourself. You're putting pressure on yourself from the ego side. You are stopping your own process again and again and again. Something in you wants, but something else, the mind, wants to hold you back. That is the real hell and heaven. There is no hell and heaven other place. It's inside you. And the only way to be freed is to surrender to something deeper. The love is peace. You surrender to love, you will be free. Otherwise, the mind, which is fear, judgment, confusion, stress, arrogance, you will never find peace. So it's very good you saw it. And this is for all the sannyasins. Because this is how it is. And the more conscious you see it, the more total you go into sannyas. I consciously follow my mind and my ego instead. Even consciously you can do it. What to say about unconsciously? But when you do it consciously, then you see the game. That's why it's so important to study yourself, to understand how you work, to see all the games of the mind. And again, even if you decide, in spite of you, the mind fools you. Then who are you then? You are not your own master. Your mind is the master. You see it how clearly it is. You have to stand up for yourself and say, enough is enough. I want to be my own master. I want to follow my own insights. And as soon as that is happening, then you will get tremendous support from the universe. That is the sign. But now it's crystal clear that here with you is the place I want to be. You must be crazy, Rasik. Only crazy people find crazy masters. Ha, ha, ha. And in any case, where else would I be able to find a living master, a loving master, a laughing master, but least, but definitely not last, a crazy master in the same body? I don't know. I really don't know. So, if this is what you like, you're welcome. Such an amazing combination must be unique on this earth, and I'm not going to miss it. Good. I don't think you will miss it again, Rasiko. Welcome. Hari Om. It's very good to see these things before you start, because many times people, they think they take sannyas, but they don't know anything about sannyas. You already took sannyas before, so you have a preparation, that's very good. Many times they don't have a clue what they're going into. Nothing will change just by the name. It's just an imitation that no, things are really possible if you are ready. But you have to be steady. You have to be dedicated. You have to again and again choose your heart for the mind. Choose insecurity for security. Then you welcome on board, and the captain is happy to have somebody who is also crazy, because it is a crazy journey. And you will lose everything on this journey. And hopefully the first thing that goes is your mind. Hari Om. Because then everything is easy from there on. Sannyas mean you leave the mind far behind. No, you listen to your master now. You listen to your heart now. This should be easy. But still, it's not so easy. Still. It's really a day for a celebration when you don't want to escape anymore. Because who is this bugger who always wants to escape? For the ego is two ways, either fight or flight. That is the only ways of the mind of the ego. Either you fight or you flight, you run away. But I'm telling you, it's the third way. But it doesn't belong to the ego. It's this to stop and see the situation and see the now. Shall I tell you our secret? Says Rumi. We are the charming thieves who steals hearts. If you don't want to listen to your own heart, then we steal your heart. Shall I tell you our secret? We are charming thieves who steal hearts, and we never fail, because we are friends of the One. The time for all preaching is over. We aim straight to the heart. Kadum. If the mind tries to sneak in and take over, we will string it up without any delay. We turn poison into medicine and sorrows into blessings. All that was familiar, our loved ones, family, and ourselves, we had to leave behind. That's why we are friends of the One. And that friend is more than enough. It's better to have one friend than 1,000 so-called friends.